You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
If you're a skinny chef, I'm not going to eat your food.
That's a good point.
I don't trust you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet, by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Oh, man, come on. Come on, Katie Couric. Come on, Katie. It's a new year, Katie.
Was her voice always that annoying, or was it just, I just haven't
it's
heard
like
her
a, she does have a voice. She got
a little
look,
bit of a
chicks,
vocal
unfortunately, do not have the same vocal tonality blessings that dudes do. I'm not playing the sex card by any means. And some chicks are at a bit more of a disadvantage than others. That's why I always wish that my voice was way deeper. Sometimes, I don't know if you can tell, but I'll like purposely throw it that way. All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. It's good to be with you guys today. It's a Tuesday. The inauguration's tomorrow. We're going to get y'all set up and just give you the lay of the land. And I just feel like people are more comfortable when they know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you conspiracy stuff. I don't do any of that because I cannot stand it. I just can't. I just straight no chaser. And make sure you subscribe to Chapter and Verse because I send a lot of stuff out that way as well. To this point of this audio soundbite that we just played with Katie Couric talking about how she's making a universal statement. Now, look, I agree that nuance should not be dead, but I also believe that the practice of universally labeling everything contributed to that, and her engaging in this kind of rhetoric sort of contributed to that as well, you know? So I don't know if she's talking about every Trump voter or supporter or what, but here's something that the left needs to realize. There are a lot of people out there, and these were a lot of people that had reliably, and I talked about this in my last book, talked about this in Flyover Nation, my second book. There were a lot of people out there that voted Democrat for a really long time, and they were underserved by their party. Their party started looking at wokeism. It was not so much advancing anything other, it wasn't really advancing anything other than political ideology, not really like so much a humanitarian issue. They got into wokeism. People can't eat wokeism. They can't pay a bill with wokeism. They can't make their insurance premiums with wokeism. Can't pay their car insurance with wokeism. Can't send their kids to college on wokeism. Although, well, I'm going to sidebar some of them. You may now. Wokeism is only benefits the cottage industry that was built up to sell it. Sure. It's really it. You don't need a cottage industry to tell you to be nice to people. You don't need a cottage industry to tell you to treat people kindly. You don't need a cottage industry to tell you you don't have to attend every fight to which you're invited and you can just ignore people that you don't like. You don't need a cottage industry to do this, but apparently some do. My whole point is that to say stuff like this, Katie Couric, I know a lot of people that watched her. I grew up with her on in my house. My folks kept her on. They listened to the Today Show. They didn't watch it. They just had it up. They had it on in the floor TV in the living room, turned up real loud until we got like we were like the last person I know. Well, I would know me because I would be me. We were the last people, I think, on the earth to get rid of the floor TV, right? We did not use it as an entertainment stand, I will say. I'm not hating on it. I actually kind of like the idea of a floor TV, and I sort of miss it, right? How many of you, like, laid in the floor in front of the floor TV as kids? Or how many of you, maybe it wasn't my grandma, it was, that had the ceramic cat? You guys know that? Can I just sidebar real quick? What was that? The floor television, and then there was always, maybe your family didn't do this. Mine did. Like, every family member I had did this. You had the floor television, and then there was the rug in front of it, and then, like, a ceramic animal of some sort. Did you do that? What is, and this transcends all ethnicity and background. Kane's family's Hispanic. My family's Ozark. It transcends everything. I've had black listeners, white listeners, Asian listeners. They're like, what is that? I've mentioned this before, like a couple of years ago. What was that? What did our parents do with the rug and then the ceramic thing in front of the TV, the floor TV, and the grandparents? What are our grandparents? My grandmother had that. Surprisingly, no one ever broke. It was a ceramic cat, but it was like not an actual cat size. It was larger than a cat. Very odd. See, Kane's dying right now. He's laughing his head off. Are you going down memory lane over there on the Google box?
I have video of the floor TV and a ceramic cat. All in this video right here. With me at like 1.5, 2 years old.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Yeah. Right?
Thanks to the legacy box, by the way. Just
look at Kane with the legacy box. Look at you. Legacy box just added to the segment, legacybox.com. I'm just saying. Anyway, my whole point is that we had this woman in our house. Because when you turn on these anchors and you're listening to them, it's like you're inviting them in your home, right? You hear them while you're getting ready. My mom would be curling her eyelashes and doing all this stuff. Now, it was in the 90s. I came of age in the 90s. I was the 90s teen. And I remember like doing my, you know, all the stuff with, because you were heavy eyeliner was the thing. And we all did a horribly smoky eye. So I was like trying to make my eye makeup look like I had slept on it for 5 days and went on a Coke bender as a high schooler, right? So I was like trying to, and I could hear Katie Couric and the Bryant Gumbel and all of that. And it's weird because now she says this kind of stuff. And I'm like, my family listened to you and they voted Democrat. And then later supported Trump. So maybe you should take an inventory and get to know your audience a little bit better before you make universal statements like this. There's a little bit more complexity that exists there, right? And here's the other thing. You know, when you're sitting here telling people, well, we got to deprogram them. What the hell does that even mean, deprogram? I'm not going to go immediately and say like, that sounds like Nazi talk. But deprogram them from what? Not everyone was like an ardent, zealous supporter. Every politician has those types, and media loves showcasing them because they love stereotypes. Not everyone was like that. For some people, support was transactional. So what does this mean? How in the world does this advance the cause of this BS unity that y'all are preaching about? It doesn't. It just sounds like you're just saying ignorant stuff. And that's Katie Couric. Good heavens. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. Privately owned, family company, they began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. And Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike. Never copying weapons, everything they do is always innovative. SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned into this program and Kel-Tec's social channels for several new Kel-Tec weapons that are coming. All true to Kel-Tec's commitment to game-changing innovation and performance. I'm excited to see what they've got next. While Kel-Tec is at full production, demand is higher than ever, and as a result, some of their firearms might be a little difficult to find, but they are working so hard to fulfill every distributor order as quickly as possible. All innovative Kel-Tec firearms are proudly and quality made right here in America, in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. Check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I had this on my rundown as Pillow Fight. Now, you know, full disclosure, my pillow advertises on the show, and I have a my pillow, and I'm going to continue having my pillow. So, but Dominion sent a letter to Mike Lindell over at MyPillow, threatening him, saying that your accusations about Dominion, you know, that they were rigged, etc. But they sent this legal letter in about the claims of the machines, which they say are false claims of the machines, etc. So I don't know. It seems like they're intimating that there's going to be a legal effort on that end, but we'll see. Speaking. We got some. Well, this is a very interesting thing. LA, they have seen a massive increase in crime. One thing I want you to note is that I am anticipating an effort from the left to argue that the increase in gun sales is going to is somehow correlated to the increase in crime, and they're going to leave out the variable about defunding the police and how police morale and it's hard to recruit, et cetera, plays into that. And also the reduction in bail requirements, all this, you know, so on and so forth. But LAPD said that they have seen at least victims shot in South LA. They're up 742% compared to last year. And they were talking about, they actually said this, quote, "The tragic continuation of gun violence, primarily concentrated in our most disadvantaged neighborhoods, must stop. Gang interventionists are trying, but we all must work together to stop the violence and save lives." This isn't gun violence. This is gang violence, number one. And keep in mind that California has some of the strictest gun control laws. So let's be correct with our terminology, because this isn't gun violence, it's gang violence. So, but I'm just saying, keep an eye on that, because I'm anticipating that. Tiny violence for Ken Jennings. I can't stand him. He's always been an absolute, he has been an absolute tool to me. He has been, like, so rude and sexist. And I, like, legitimately, I'm not just, like, saying that. But he's like a guest host for Jeopardy, and apparently it's not going so well. He's not really good on camera. He's also tiny, and it looks like he's shrinking away from the camera. These are all just like, he's just not playing well. And he's taped like 30 or so episodes, which is about 6 weeks of work, but it doesn't look like he's going to be a permanent. He's not a nice person. He's actually really hateful. Let's see, moving on. This is kind of crazy. The FBI investigating whether or not a woman who stole a laptop from Pelosi's office is actually going to sell it to Russia. Really? She did look odd to me. I was looking at some of the video of this chick. Joe Biden has named Dr. Rachel Levine as assistant health secretary, would be first transgender official confirmed by the Senate. So they named Pennsylvania's Dr. Levine as the assistant HHS secretary. He will be the first transgender official to be confirmed by the Senate. Don't sit here and tell me that I'm dead identifying whatever anybody. I am a woman, and I do not allow the patriarchy to direct my speech. Thank you. We women got the right to vote, and I will be damned if the patriarchy, the progressive patriarchy, tells me how I can and cannot speak. You can eat a bag of unflattering things if you think that you can do that. I'm going to lay that out there. What? I didn't say anything.
No, you did good.
Thank you. Man, you. But I am curious. There's a lot of there's some controversy that accompanies Rachel Levine, because Rachel Levine was accused of getting his mom out of a nursing home before some of these Cuomo like regulations took place. But here's my bigger thing. Can we put everything else aside? Like all of the questions about the past performance and everything else. Rachel Levine does not look healthy.
No. Not at all.
Now, a different Rachel, who works with us for the first, was saying that she would not go to a trainer who was overweight, a physical trainer who was overweight.
A lot of us are in that camp.
Can you be canceled for saying that now? What? Because, and the reason I bring this up is because what have you been shown for the past however many months now? They put on Glamour, they put what I would define as a morbidly obese person on the cover and said this is healthy. And I'm like, uh-uh.
But it's medically described as morbidly obese.
Yeah. There's a difference between like the supermodel Kate Moss anorexic chic and morbidly obese. You know, I mean, there's a difference, neither of which I think is healthy, but and size is different for person. But can we be honest here? I'm just saying Rachel Levine does not look like the picture of health, and I don't think that someone like that should be. I want anybody who is making any decisions about health and human services to look like they care about health and human services. Okay, I want them to look healthy. I want them to look fit for their body type. Look fit. It looks different for everyone, but they look fit no matter what the body type is.
Yeah.
Right? It's not saying everybody be the same weight. It's everyone be fit for your type. I don't think that this person looks fit or healthy. And I don't trust a skinny chef. If you're a skinny chef, I'm not going to eat your food.
That's a good point.
I don't trust you. Unless you're telling me that, no, I'm on like a strict medical diet because if I eat, you know, X amount of grams of chocolate, I'll explode or something like that. You know, then I'd be like, okay. But you know what I mean? I'm.
And I don't know. I mean, what is the Health and Human Services background of this individual that would qualify them for this
position?
He's
a pediatrician. Don't yell at me about...
Wait a minute. She is...
He is a pediatrician. He's a man who identifies as a woman. I'll call him Rachel Levine. I'll do that. But don't direct my speech as a woman. Because then you're getting in my business. I'm fine with allowing you to do you. The moment you start bossing me around is when that ends.
Is it bad to ask about the mental health?
I do think it may be a mental thing, yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor. But I do know that Rachel Levine does not look healthy.
But... the way the media celebrated and Democrats celebrated it wasn't the fact that this person was a pediatrician.
That didn't even matter.
No, that didn't even come into play. It was the fact that they were transgender. To me, look, less than 1% of people in the United States are transgender or identify as transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this a giant virtue signal more than it is pushing the qualifications of this person for this position?
Because everything's a social experiment. And it's more important to show fealty than it is to actually do the job.
It's mind-boggling and frustrating.
Mm. That's it. Here's the thing with having everything be arbitrary as well. Drew Holden made a great point. Many of the problems in our political discourse spring from the fact that words no longer have a commonly understood meaning, and that makes it really hard to communicate and wrestle with ideas and issues. That's 1,000% correct. That's actually right. He's right, though. Until I started talking about home title lock, I had no idea how easy the crime of home title theft actually is and how easily it can ruin you financially. The legal titles to everyone's homes are digitized. They're kept on government and business servers and in the cloud where they can be hacked. And a cyber thief can find your home's title and can forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. Done. And then they can take out loans against your home until all of your equity is gone and you're left with nothing but the debt. You won't even know until the collection calls start pouring in. You're not protected by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Home Title Lock protects you. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title, and the instant they detect tampering, they help shut it down cold. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim. Then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
By the way, it's Dolly Parton's birthday. She's 75 years old.
Happy birthday.
Have a birthday, Dolly. I like how she won't get pulled into all the nonsense of politics. All right. I have one headline to get to you, but I got Florida Man story to get to you, but I got to do this one right now. Mm-hmm. Now, this apparently first happened back in May, but charges were dropped against a Florida man who was arrested for it's a sticker on his truck.
Yeah.
Let me just, again, I'm not Big Bird. I'm not here to babysit y'all's kids. It says, a polite way of saying what is on the sticker is, I consume posterior.
I get it.
Right?
I get it.
And it was giant. Like the whole back glass, man. He was totally in trouble for it. Columbia County Sheriff's Office. They said that they did drop the charges against the 23-year-old person because it is protected by the First Amendment. There you go. CNN hardest hit. There he is. Oh, my gosh. This is too funny. I had to share it. All right. Also, look at this one. Florida man. If I can. What happened? Here it is. This is a nice Florida man story. This is a KRTV. Florida man rescues a bald eagle. He was injured. The bald eagle was injured and rehabs it. He discovered the bird with had a fishing hook in its beak, fishing line wrapped around its wing. He was hanging upside down in the tree. And so he grabbed him with a towel and nursed him back to health, rehabbed him. And now he's been set free. Isn't that nice, America? Hey, maybe that's a story for us coming out of this lockdown.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.